Masechet Baba Batra Perek Tet Mishnah Vav. We mentioned earlier on in the Masechet a Shechiv Merah, somebody who is in his deathbed and he's about to pass away. And we said there are certain laws that are different in terms of how he can gift property to others. He does not need to make an actual kinyan with them. He doesn't have to make a legal transaction. And he also does not have to have everything written up. It even works if he verbally promises to give something to them as a gift. So here we'll elaborate on these types of shechiv merah gifts. Mishnah says, shechiv merah shekatav kol nechasav la'acherim. If a person who was in his deathbed, very ill, he wrote a document giving all of his properties to others. So when we say here that he wrote a document, it's lav davka. He didn't have to have a document written. It could even work if it was verbal, but it was just easy to write things down in those time to make sure that a mistake wasn't made. So he wrote a document giving all of his property to other people, and he was sick. Vishied karka kol shehu, but he left behind some property for himself to live. We say, matinato kayemet. If this person recovers from his sickness and he doesn't die, what happens to these gifts? We say they remain valid. He gave them away to other people. The fact of the matter is, he left property over for himself over here. Why would anybody leave property over for themselves if they're about to die? Because they think that there's a chance that they're going to live. If they think that there's a chance that they're going to live, then they were giving away those gifts even if they lived. In other words, as opposed to regular Shechiv Merah, that he's giving away his gifts thinking he's going to die, he gave away everything, like we're going to elaborate on in the Mishnah. And then if he doesn't die, you could say, the whole pretense of me gifting this to people was I thought I was going to be dead, and now that I'm not dead, I want to take my gift back. But here, in this case, since he left property for himself, we say in reality it's not a Shechiv Merah gift. He was possibly thinking that he wouldn't die, and therefore, when he gave away those gifts, it was under that understanding that he may still survive. And therefore, we say, it's not a Shechiv Merah gift, and as a consequence of that, a kinyan would have had to be made in order for this gift to be given over. And we don't consider it to be a Shechiv Merah. Lashiyad karka kol shehu, if he did not leave any property over for himself, and matinato kayemet, and he gave all of his property away, then the gift is not valid if he recovers from his sickness. When somebody who's very, very sick gives everything away, we assume he gave everything away and he didn't leave anything for himself because he really believes he's not going to survive. So therefore, in that case, it's a real Shechiv Merah gift. It's a real deathbed gift. No kinyan would have been required. And if he eventually recovers, the property remain his because he could say, I gave it under that pretense that I was going to pass away. The next part of the Mishnah is going to be talking about a person who gave gifts to people. And there's confusion about if he was sick or not at that time, if he was a Shechiv Merah. If a person who, in the current state right now, is healthy, he wrote a gift document and he gave all of his property away to other people. And in that document, there's no mention of the fact that he was a Shechiv Merah. We don't know anything about him being sick at the time. Later on, there was an argument between the giver, who claimed he was a sick person, and people who he gave the gifts to who claimed that no, he was a healthy person at that time. Who Omer Shechiv Merah? He says, the giver, that he was very sick at that time when he wrote the document, and now that he recovered, he wants to take the gifts back because the gifts are invalid. They were a matanat Shechiv Merah. They were a gift of a dead person on their deathbed. And now that he's not on his deathbed anymore, the gift should be taken back because they were only given under the condition that he dies. And they, the people who received the gifts who were mentioned in the document, say that, no, he was healthy when he wrote that document, and therefore the gifts are valid. They had nothing to do with him being on his deathbed. In this type of case, and we have to know that the giver is still holding on to the property, so says this opinion, the giver has to bring proof that he was ill, that he was sick at the time that the gifts were given. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, according to him. Right now, the person is healthy. The giver is healthy. So he has a chazakah, a presumed status, that not only is he healthy now, but he was healthy also when the gifts were given, unless he can prove otherwise. If he brings edim that say, no, on this time he was sickly in bed, then he would be able to keep his property. But otherwise, he has a presumed status that just like he's healthy right now, he was also healthy at the time when he gave those gifts, and he gave them under healthy conditions. So therefore, they weren't part of a gift of a shechiv merah. But hachamim disagree. Hachamim omrim hamotzi mehavero alav hareaya. Say the hachamim, the burden of proof lies on the people who are trying to take the gifts, the recipients of the gift. They're the ones who are not holding the property. The property is currently being held by the giver, the man who they're claiming was sick. So since he's holding the property and they want to take it from him, they have to bring proof that it's theirs, that they're able to remove it from his possession. If they want to be awarded the property, they have to bring witnesses that the giver was healthy at the time that the gifts were given.